I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Just because I have this problem, it doesn't mean to solve it means I need to do this thing. What caused the issue is not necessarily what fixes the issue.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Work on your game. Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned into the best of the best. This is the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur, arrive, or happen. And on top of all that, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. Make yourself a go-getter. Have the energy to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you know what you get? You get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is the problem is not the solution. The problem is not the solution. I came up with this topic, thought of this topic, because I was watching any of you who's not living under a rock, and since you're listening to this, I'm sure you're plugged into social media and what's happening in the world. You heard Mr. Kanye West. He made a comeback to Twitter. He started talking about a whole lot of things. And I heard this guy, Scott Adams, who I've mentioned a few times on this show, wrote a book called Win Bigly, which I mentioned in my favorite books episode. I believe it was favorite books number 4 that I mentioned Scott Adams. And he talks about persuasion, and he looks at things from a different angle than the average person. One thing that he doesn't do is come in and sling mud when he's talking about what is going on in the world, which has drawn me to him, because I don't want to hear anybody sling. I'm sure none of you want to hear anybody slinging mud unless you're a person who does sling the mud. I'm tired of hearing that. It gets boring. So when Kanye came out and said the things that he said, of course, a lot of people had a lot of things to say. A lot of people had a lot of opinions. And I wrote about Kanye in the Daily Game. If you did not read that Daily Game email, that means you must not be on my email list, or you just haven't been opening the emails. Either way, is not good. You need to go to DreAllDay.com/game. Get on the Daily Game email list. If you're already on the list, then you need to go open and start reading my emails, because there's nothing better that you could be reading besides my emails. I can't even think of anything, not even Scott Adams. Now, I was watching the Scott Adams live stream, maybe in the midst of this Kanye West storm of controversy, I guess that we'll call it. And one of the things that Scott was talking about there, he wasn't analyzing what Kanye said and trying to say whether he was right or wrong, because I wouldn't have been listening if he was. But one of the things he talked about with Kanye and this woman, Candace Owens, and Kanye tweeted, "I love the way Candace Owens thinks," and kind of made Candace very well known, because I'd never heard of Candace Owens before Kanye posted that tweet. And one of the things that Scott said is that the problem is not often not the solution in life. If you were able to look at things and say, okay, just because I have this problem, it doesn't mean to solve it means I need to do this thing. What caused the issue is not necessarily what fixes the issue. That's the principle that we're talking about here today. I mean, we all know Martin Luther King Jr. One of the things that he is famously quoted as saying, I don't know if he said this, but I guess he did. He said, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. All right, if someone was to poke your eye out, and then you go poke that person's eye out, and then it just goes back and forth. Eventually, both of you ain't gonna have any eyes, right? So the solution can be different than what the problem is. And Martin Luther King's whole, the entire movement that is attributed to MLK was what? that we're going to be nonviolent when people are trying to oppress us and being nasty and mean-spirited to us and trying to hold us down. We are not going to fight their fire with more fire. What we're going to do is go over the top of the situation. We're not going to stoop to these people's level. We're going to hold ourselves to a certain level of dignity, even when they're trying to do everything they can to strip away our dignity. And the solution was completely different. It was the exact opposite of the problem, right? The problem was these people want us to be all the way down here and not respect us as humans and not give us our civil rights. But we're not going to fight against that and then just make it a big war. Our solution is going to be the complete opposite of what they're doing. All right, we're going to hold ourselves to a completely higher standard, and damn it, it worked. So thank you, Martin Luther King. So today, let's get into this topic. The problem is not the solution. Number one, what could you do when you have a problem? What could you do to preempt this issue from ever happening again? That's just a novel question you can ask yourself. You're dealing with a problem right now. We all deal with problems, if you want to call them challenges, all the time throughout life. What could you do? Well, think of a challenge that you're having right now in life that you have not yet solved, are going to solve, but you don't want to have to keep solving the same problem over and over and over again. Any of you ever been in that situation? It's the same problem keeps coming up. You solve it, then it comes up again. You solve it again. What could you do to preempt this situation from ever even happening so that you don't have to keep solving it? In other words, how can you go over the top of the problem? That was episode number 204 of the podcast, Going Over the Top of Problems. That's at DreAllDay/204. I know it's not in your feed where you're listening to this. So actually, let me talk a little bit more about this first question, how you can go over the top of the problem. When you have certain challenges, certain issues that come up and things that you have to, for whatever reason, address, or you decide to, you assign yourself to address certain situations, you don't want to have to keep dealing with it over and over and over again. Maybe you don't want to have to deal with it at the time that you're dealing with it right now. Maybe you don't want to deal with it even the first time, let alone the second, third, and the fifth times. How can you preempt those issues from happening? Is there something that you can do that will repurpose the situation or represent the situation in a way that you don't even have to deal with it anymore? I talked about in the Over the Top of the Problems episode, I was on a plane and someone reclined their seat back, and the seat was hitting my knees, and I asked them to move the seat back up, and they did. But what if they said no? And then I Googled, hey, does a person have to move their seat up if it makes the person behind them uncomfortable? The answer is no, they don't, because the seat is part of their ticket purchase. So I needed a better solution than let me just hope that the person in front of me is nice enough to oblige my request. So what did I do? I need to give me an exit row seat where nobody can recline back on me. I need to sit in first class where I don't have to worry about someone reclining because the seats are so far apart that it wouldn't bother me at all. I had to go over the top of the problem. That preempted the issue. See, I've never had that issue again on the plane. Ever since that happened, I never had an issue again on the plane because I preempted the whole situation by going over top of the problem. This is one way that you can look at challenges that you have. Point number two. The people who do what you do, let's say there's a challenge you're dealing with right now, and maybe going over the top, you haven't figured out an answer. Here's a different option. The people who are in the same situation as you in some way, but they don't have this issue. Maybe they're also an entrepreneur, but they don't have a problem finding new clients. Maybe they're also in a service business, but they don't have a problem getting full price for what they want, but you have that problem. Then maybe they're new in their profession too, but they don't have a problem of being looked down upon by their superiors. People who are in a similar situation, but they don't have the issue that you have, what are they doing differently? Who are they being differently? Here is a good time where you can look around at other people. And I talked about this a few episodes ago. There is a time to listen to other people. A lot of times you need to not listen and not look. But there are times when you should listen and you should look. Here's a time where you look. You look around and you can borrow and steal some ideas and techniques from other people who is doing the same thing I'm doing, but they're not having to deal with this issue that I keep having to deal with, or this issue that I'm dealing with this one time. What are they doing differently than what I'm doing? And how could I apply that to me and make it work for me? You listen to this podcast, you probably have goals, ambitions, things that you wish to achieve. But the challenge is you're always running out of time, running out of time in your day, in your month, maybe feeling like you're running out of time in your life to ever get around to doing what you really want to do and living how you really want to live. I know that's a challenge for you, and that's why I created a course called 25 Hours, where you will learn in this course how to take your life back, prioritize your focus, and get rid of the schedule overwhelm that seems to dominate your days. 25 Hours is a 30-day course where you will learn how to prioritize what matters, how to control your schedule instead of having your schedule control you, how to stop letting the to-do list swallow your entire days up, and eliminate the things that you don't need so you can focus on the things that you really want. And I'm not just going to give you a whole bunch of hacks for staying out of time hell. I'm going to show you strategies that actually work that you will apply immediately to take control of your time. This is not a time management course. This is a time and life control course, because you don't want to manage it, you want to control it. That's why it's called 25 hours, and that's why I made it for you. Get full details and get yourself started at dreallday.com/time. That's dreallday.com/time for the 25 hours time control course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three in today's topic is the problem is not the solution. You got to ask yourself a better question. Now, I talked about this a couple episodes ago. My book is called Ask Yourself a Better Question. You can get it at dreallday.com/ask. If you need money, let's say your situation right now is that you need some money. Here's how you ask yourself a better question. Instead of asking the usual, how can I make more money? How can I get more money? How can somebody lower their price so I can afford it? Instead of asking that, ask this. What one thing could I do that would eliminate this problem from even existing? How can I make this problem not even be a problem? Maybe you can eliminate it in a way to where instead of needing money, you don't even need money anymore, because whatever it is you needed the money for, you no longer had to pay for it. Or whatever it is that you're paying for, maybe you could put it in a situation where it's free. Maybe somebody starts paying you for that thing. Instead of you paying for it, they pay you. Or you can ask yourself a question that will result in you having so much money that you won't have that same money issue ever again, or at least for the foreseeable future. And that's just using money as an example. Let's give a different example. Jay-Z had a problem. You know what Jay-Z's problem was? Nobody wanted to sign him as a rapper. Believe it or not, when he wanted to put out his first album back in the mid-90s, nobody wanted to sign Jay-Z to a record deal. They didn't think Jay-Z was going to be much. They said he's not that unique. He's not standing out from anybody else. I mean, what's so great about this guy? He's rapping about drug dealing. There's a lot of rappers rapping about drug dealing. What's so great about this guy? The problem was nobody wanted to sign him. Now, what do most people do when they're in a situation of, let's just say metaphorically, the same situation? Nobody is doing fill in the blank for that person. You know what most people do in that situation? They double down on their efforts. Okay, let me try. Instead of going to 10 people a day and asking them to sign me, I'm going to go to 20 people a day, or I'm going to go to 30, or I'm going to start emailing people, or I'm going to get somebody else to ask for me. I'm going to try to work my way into the room no matter what the situation. I'm going to just try all these different ways to work my way into the room. Not saying that that could not possibly work. It could possibly work. But Jay-Z decided, you know what? The solution is not the problem. The problem is nobody wants to sign me. So the solution is not to just get better at rapping or talk to more people or just go see the same person every single day till they decide to change their no to a yes. The solution is not to make someone sign me. The solution is not the problem, is to sign myself. See, I'm not going to just keep trying. I'm not going to just keep knocking on that door hoping somebody eventually opens it, though that can work for some people. He decided the solution would be completely different from the problem and just decided to sign himself. Donald Trump had a problem. You know what Donald Trump's problem was? Some of you might say, well, you only going to talk about one? This is not a political podcast, but we can mention a guy's name. Some people just get tensed up when they even hear the guy's name. But if you get tensed up, then, well, that's your problem. Donald Trump's problem was nobody took him seriously as a politician. I don't care if you voted for him or not. A lot of people, let me not say nobody, a lot of people did not take this guy seriously as a politician. Actually, I can say that. I can say everybody didn't take him seriously as a politician. Whether you support him or you hate him or you're indifferent to him, nobody said this guy's an excellent politician. We couldn't have said that because he wasn't a politician. He was a businessman. Now, whatever you think of his business, he was a reality TV star, whatever you want to call him, he wasn't a politician. One thing you wouldn't call him is a politician, right? So what do most people do when they're in a situation where people don't take them seriously as a politician? Because if you recall, in 2007, we'll say, Barack Obama had a similar problem. People say, hey, Barack Obama doesn't have that much political experience. He didn't have that much experience politically when he ran for president. He didn't have as much as the person who he had to beat out for that Democratic nomination, known as Hillary Clinton. He didn't have as much as, I don't even remember who it was he ran against that first time in 2008. Doesn't even matter. He didn't have as much experience as that guy. I don't think he had as much experience as Mitt Romney when he ran for re-election in 2012. He did not have that much political experience. There were some people who were saying this guy doesn't have enough experience. What did Barack Obama do? We'll come back to Donald Trump in a moment. What did Obama do? He used that to his advantage. He didn't try to get people to believe that his small amount of political experience, relatively speaking, was enough to make him president. He didn't try to convince people of that. He said, you know what? I don't have a lot of political experience, and that's why this whole campaign is about change. That's why this campaign slogan is not going to be, I do have enough experience. The slogan was, yes, we can. Even though I don't have experience, yes, we can do this. Even though I'm a black man running for president in America, which is crazy, yes, we can do it. And it worked to his advantage. The problem was not the solution. Donald Trump. Nobody took him seriously as a politician. He had zero experience. He had less than Obama had when he ran for president. You know what Donald Trump said? When someone brought up to him, I'm sure someone came to him, someone in his camp said, Mr. Trump, if you're running for president of the United States, you don't have any political experience. How are you going to have the highest political position in the land when you have no political experience? That's a problem, Mr. Trump. And Donald Trump said, you know what? Good. I'm glad that's the problem, because the solution has nothing to do with the problem. The solution is, I'm the anti-politician. The solution is, I'm going to be the exact opposite of all the politicians you all, being America, has had to deal with lately. And there were enough people, and we're not going to, again, I don't even know enough to say that much more about it, but there were enough people who agreed with him. There are enough people who said, you know what, that's a good-ass idea, and they decided to vote for that man. Now, again, if you hate Donald Trump, you shouldn't be mad that I'm bringing the guy up. I'm using this as a metaphor to relate it back to today's topic, but I don't even know why I'm even saying that. If you got a problem with it, fuck it, have a problem. Let's recap today's topic, because today's topic is, the problem is not the solution. So if your problem is you don't like hearing that man's name, the solution is not to stop hearing his name. The solution is for you to get better at listening to the name and thinking about why it matters and how it relates to the topic that we're talking about here today on the Work On Your Game podcast. You see how that all works together? And I didn't plan that. That wasn't in my notes. Recap, today's topic, number one. What could you do to preempt a certain issue from ever happening again? How can you go over the top of that problem? Number two, the people who are doing what you're doing, but they do not have the issue you're dealing with right now. Here's the time to look around at them and borrow and steal their ideas. What are they doing differently? How are they conducting their business or holding themselves differently to where they're not having the same issue that you're having? Steal their idea and use it for yourself. Number three, you got to ask yourself a better question. If you need money, instead of saying, how can I make money? Ask yourself, how can I eliminate the need for money? Instead of saying, nobody wants to sign me, say, how about I sign myself? The solution does not have to be the problem. And number three, actually, this is still number three. Donald Trump said, no one takes me seriously as a politician. Barack Obama said the same thing. You know what they both said is their answer? Good. I'm glad you don't take me seriously as a politician. You don't think I have enough political experience. Excellent. That's the exact reason why you need to do it anyway. See, this is how you close things. Both of these situations I talked about a couple episodes ago about closing, right? Are these objections, meaning stop, you can't do it because of this, or is it a complaint? Okay, you don't have a lot of political experience. That's not an objection that says you can't do it. That's a complaint that says, well, this is something that people are saying. Good, I'm glad they're saying it. Let me use it to my advantage. This is like mental jujitsu. And I don't know enough about jujitsu to do a whole episode on it, but you can't say I never brought it up. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.